Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Giselle Castro, who is the Executive Director for the organization Exalt. Welcome. So good to have you here with us today.
Well, good afternoon, Pearl Phillips. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. So tell us about your organization, Exalt, its mission.
Yeah, so Exalt Youth, we work with young people in New York City who have been arrested or impacted by the criminal or juvenile justice system, ages 15 through 19. And we support our young people academically. We support them with their court cases to resolve them, and we prepare them for the world of work.
Okay, and how specifically do you do these things?
Oh, I love that question. So we do it specifically. We get referrals throughout New York City. That could be a judge, a district attorney, a social worker, a young person who have graduated, and they are referred to our program. And at the point in time that they join the interview process, we are assessing to see whether this individual will like to be a part of our program or if it's a suitable place. But typically, all of our young people who are interviewed are accepted, and is a rigorous process. I don't know if you would like for me to get into the details of it, but essentially we are trying to determine what would be a great individualized plan for our young people before they enter the structure activity, which starts with 6 weeks of a curriculum, followed by 10 weeks of paid internship, where our young people are paid $18 to $20 an hour in their field of interest. And that's very important mm-hmm. because we have activated so many business sectors in New York City. And then, of course, you know, one of the biggest ones is understanding where are they academically. So they could graduate from high school or enter a GED program and be supported by us to be successful.
Okay. So I know recently you had a grand opening, a ribbon cutting. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we had a great ceremony last week, and I will have to highlight something very specifically. We were incubated at 50 Court Street. So we were here. We're native to Brooklyn. Although the organization always worked with the five boroughs, it was in 2019 that we moved to 17 Battery. And during COVID, the organization rapidly began to respond to the multiple needs that we started to see with young people who were impacted by not just COVID, but the potential of incarceration. So in March of 2020, we had over 300 young people. And at the point in time that we left on Pearl, that virtual platform, we had already engaged over 1,000 young people.
Wow.
So at 17 Battery, we had, you know, a beautiful space overlooking the Statue of Liberty. It was just 4,000 square feet. But I had to develop a robust plan to accommodate all of the young people who were returning with us. So now we had a ribbon cutting ceremony, and our space is now 8,000 square feet. What that means is that we have classroom to accommodate our young people, a computer lab, and then also more places for our young people to interview and to be successful.
So I know that your model is not just about avoiding jail. Can mm-hmm. you give me a walkthrough through your summary, the spectrum?
Sure. And thank you. I also appreciate that question, too, because all of our young people and, you know, the language, the spectrum to us means that that could be a young person who was arrested. That could be a young person who's coming out of a family court detention. That could be someone who is going to the court for the first time. That could be a young person coming out of Rikers Island. So in terms of the criminal juvenile justice field, we work with the spectrum. The same thing is true when we support our young people academically. So they could come from any high school in New York City. And unfortunately, many of our young people are chronically truant at this moment. And then some of them are doing, you know, pretty well academically. So one of the biggest, you know, proposition or focus area that the organization has is making sure that we work with every young person as an individual. And our classes, we call them cycles, but they're classes. We have about 17 young people in a class, but every class has 5 staff. That is a program coordinator who does the interview process, is a teacher. It is the court staff. It is also the internship liaison. And then once they graduate, an alumni. So I will quickly walk us through what is that process. Once a young person is accepted, they are required to be in school. And if they're not in school, we're going to prepare them to enter school. After school, they come over to our office and they participate in a wonderful, I would say, learning experience. Our curriculum was just evaluated and it has glowing reviews, mm-hmm. where we get to see that our young people are making academic success. Once they complete that 6 weeks, we start to pay them $18 an hour, and they transition over to their interview process for an internship. And they could be interning anywhere from a law program like the Innocence Project, at an architecture firm like DBI, at an art gallery, wherever it is that our young people decide. And it is a rigorous process because we want to make sure that we are both activating New York City at large, but also giving our young people an opportunity to plan for the world of work. And then they graduate, and then they become alumni, and we stay with our youth for about 2 years. So although our rigorous program is 4.5 months, our young people, they tend to be with us for 2 years.
That's excellent. So you mentioned success. Let's look at impact. Can you share a story with us?
Oh, absolutely. I have multiple stories to share with you. A few things. When we look at who is typically impacted by the juvenile justice system is young, men of color. But we have seen a rise of young women of color as well entering the system. And we have multiple success stories. I would say that if you are to view our website, I start to articulate a story of a young person who comes from the Bronx, who was arrested 30 times. And then this individual does extraordinarily well. His cases are vacated. He then enters the world of work. A few weeks ago, I was giving a presentation at one of the investment firms in California, and I get an email from one of our graduates who says, I now work at this investment firm. We also have many of our women who are now entrepreneurs. They're now, parents. Some of them are owners of home. Mm-hmm. And then I would say that in terms of another successful story, we've also had young people who are failing behind academically, but due to the rigor of our organization, the support, they have, their graduate degrees, and they are part of not just the economy here in New York City, but they're moving, New York City forward. I think that it's very important, for me to highlight that our young people are coming in with the burden of incarceration, with so much challenges, and then given the proper opportunity, they are unbelievably, powerful and successful. But it becomes a true investment. And you will see that in our organization, everything about our young people is a deep investment, a huge commitment to their success. And there's so much more that I could say about the program, but I will let you, Pearl, ask me the follow-up questions.
Okay, so how can one support that continued success of your organization?
I will speak right now to all of New Yorkers. We're closing out 2022. And I do believe that right now we're all a little tired, right, Pearl? And I do believe that we're all are seeking for solutions. I do believe that here in this great city, we all want to be successful. And I think that when we walk through the streets of New York City, we can see the magnitude of what is despair, but then what is success. When we walk through the streets of New York City, we see a lot of young people. And to New Yorkers, if we take a moment, we look into their eyes, you could see their souls. So what I would ask all of us is that if we can support our young people to thrive, so if it is a young person who's going to the courtroom, to the judges, to the DAs, to the attorneys, think through as an alternative, sending a young person to EXALT. I will also say to the business sector across New York City, if you're interested in supporting a young person and act as a mentor and a supervisor, contact us and host them as an intern. But if you're in the spirit of, you know, giving in this philanthropic, you know, season, go to our website, exaltyouth.org, and make a donation, because we are paying our young people. And we also know that that is, you know, incarceration is fueled by poverty. And we are focusing on the most impoverished districts in New York City. And Exalt has taken on that lift, not today, but during the most challenging times. You know, so I would say that if you are listening to me, you want to be a part of that movement, you want to take a 15-year-old and ensure that they never enter the adult system, support this great organization, because it has made a huge investment in the future of our young people.
And the website once again?
Oh, thank you for that, Pearl. It is exaltyouth.org. Once again, exaltyouth.org.
All right. So, Ms. Castro, we want to thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
And we look forward to having you back again. And maybe you can bring one of your, you know, success stories.
Oh, my goodness. I will.
We look forward to that.
Thank you so much. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You're so welcome.
Be well.
Be well.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.